찬맛이. And in the early service, we were more simple and it's closer. So, 过去了三个礼拜, and we just started about 3 weeks ago. 咁我哋都打开圣经，我哋睇马可福音. And let's turn our Bibles to the Gospel of Mark. 咁我哋继续喺马可福音里边睇第一章. And we're continuing the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. And last week, hearing about the swine flu, although we're not supposed to call it that anymore, All of the viruses are H something, N something, right? It gets very confusing, doesn't it? Do you ever get your numbers mixed up?
Okay.
感謝主俾我哋有平安。好似呢啲新聞全部都唔好嘅，係咪？ Like always the news. Okay, we proved it's none of the instruments. All the news is bad news, right? Where's the good news today? But you know, the gospel gives us good news. Because the gospel is God's good news. And so may the Lord teach us through his gospel. Tim and Zhenmo, they're riding bicycles through the villages in China, sharing the gospel. So 继续为佢祷告。Linda都唔知佢几时翻，可能晏昼，可能今晚，可能听日，可能下个礼拜，唔好理佢，翻就翻，系咪？No, I think he comes back today sometime. 咁我都为听日出发嘅两位去到四川帮个音乐会。 就係Johnson 同埋 Sunny Boy， 佢聽日係會12點咁上下就過關。佢個名係 Sunny Boy 嘅。Pray for Johnson and Sunny Boy. That's his authentic name. Sonny Boy. It's right there in his passport. And they're leaving tomorrow. They'll cross the border about 12 o'clock.
咁我有一袋好好嘅禮物咧，就俾。 孫姊妹在四川，都求神給她平安帶禮物上去。
And they've got a nice gift package to give to Miss Soon, the lady we met in February, and pray that they can get that all across the border and take it to her.
我們看第一章第九節至到十五節。
Let's look in Mark chapter 1, verse 9 to 15.
這裡說呢， 那是耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来，在约旦河里受了约翰的洗。他从水上一上来，就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上，又有声音从天上来说：你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。 圣灵就把耶稣吹到旷野里去，他在旷野四十天，受撒旦的试探，并与野兽同在一处，且有天使来侍候他。约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传耶稣的福音，说：日期满了，神的国近了。
我们当悔改，顺福音，一齐祈祷。Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋感谢你今日我哋可以喺度听你嘅话语，靠耶稣祝福我哋所听到嘅，可以喺生命里边得到鼓励。愿意主你咧喺我哋当中去彰显你嘅恩典。求你使用孩子可以释放你嘅道。我哋多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求。Amen。嗱，呢个我哋睇到耶稣开始佢嘅侍奉。And here we see that Jesus is beginning his ministry. And here we see that there's three things that we see in this verses. 第一呢就是耶稣受洗礼, and the first is that Jesus was baptized. 第二呢就是耶稣受试探, and the second we see that Jesus is tempted. 跟住第三呢我们看到耶稣传福音, and then the third thing we see that Jesus is preaching the gospel. 所以我们看到耶稣开始他的侍奉呢就这三样东西是很重要的. And as he's starting his ministry, these three aspects are very important. 第一呢就是耶稣受洗礼的, and we see that Jesus has received the baptism. 可能你觉得耶稣为什么要受洗礼啊? 上个礼拜我们看到洗礼是被人去悔改认罪, and we saw that last week that baptism is that we repent of our sins and turn to God. So why does Jesus need to be baptized? 可能会觉得很奇妙的耶稣受洗礼,一会儿我们解释, and we're going to explain about that. 但是我们看到耶稣由拿撒勒来的, 跟着马可一开始讲到耶稣的生平的时候,他没有讲到他怎样出世,没有讲到那些, but you know, here as it first starts, it says that Jesus came from Nazareth. And Mark, as he starts teaching about the life of Jesus, he starts right in, and he doesn't talk about when Jesus was born as a baby and all that. He starts right in when he gets baptized. 所以耶稣呢,就一出现呢,已经是30岁. And so here, when we see Jesus appear on the scene, he's already 30 years old. 于是呢,马可完全跳过他30年的历史. And so Mark didn't even give us 30 years of the history of Jesus. 于是呢,觉得呢,耶稣是一个很奇妙的,一个开始在这里的,一开始就是洗礼. And it's just amazing that when he starts with the teaching about Jesus, he tells us that he's being baptized. 但是耶稣没犯罪,为什么要受洗? Jesus did not commit any sins. Why does he need to be baptized? 耶稣呢,没犯罪,但是他都愿意接受这个洗礼. And he didn't commit sin, but he was willing to be baptized. 我觉得有几个原因耶稣要受洗. I think there are a few reasons that Jesus was baptized. 第一个原因呢,因为他受洗呢,表示呢,他是顺服神的旨意. And the first reason we see that he was baptized is baptism, he's submitting it to God. 他信服神的计划,他承认施洗约翰这个洗礼是神所设立的,他在认同着. And as he goes and submits to this baptism of John, he's showing that God had ordained John to baptize, and he's going in agreement with what John was doing. 所以他是信服神的计划, and so he is submitting to God's plan. 这个是一个很重要的信息. 第二呢,耶稣出来受洗呢,都是要认同,认合,全个以色列国. And as Jesus goes out to be baptized, he's going to identify with the whole nation of Israel. 因为上个礼拜我们看到,全个以色列国呢,都出来呢,去受洗. And last week we saw that the whole nation of Israel was coming to the Jordan to be baptized. 各位,耶稣又出来跟他们一起去受洗, and Jesus came to be baptized with them. 所以他是认同我是其中一份子, and he came to identify and say, I'm with them, I'm one of them. 你知道耶稣来到世间都是这样,是要认同他跟我们有份. And you know that Jesus came here to earth in the same reason to show that he's part of us, he's associated with us. 因为耶稣是来做人,他是神来到世间,是要认同经历我们人所经历的东西. And you know, Jesus came from heaven to earth to identify with us as he is part of us. He wants to identify with you. 所以他去受洗就是不会说孤立自己,说那些不关我事,我没份. And so he wants to submit to baptism to be a part and to say, you know, that he's the same with us. 这个感谢主,神是要参与我们所参与的,要经历你所经历. You know, God is involved with the things that you're involved with. He wants to experience the things that you experience.
第三方面,看到耶稣受洗,就是一种奉献礼.
And it's like the baptism of Jesus is a form of offering and dedication.
因为佢三十年咧就系行一般人嘅生活，但系受洗之后佢开始佢嘅事工。You know, for 30 years he was like in seclusion, but now when he's baptized, now he's going to start his ministry. 于是呢个洗礼好似系佢身上咧就系一个嘅奉献礼，就要开始个工作。And so now the baptism is like a dedication where he's now going to move on into the ministry. 咁啊，有时皇帝咧系古时英国嘅皇帝咧就要安立咧，系咪攞个剑嚟 ，boom boom boom？ And when the king in England, you know, they take the sword and you know they anoint him or whatever they did with the sword, you know, on the shoulders and all that. 如果有时以色列嘅皇帝或者祭司咧会有。用倒油是个头道的，是用油来高抹他的头。And then in Israel, when they anointed the king or a priest, they would take oil and pour it on his head. The anointing oil would be the dedication. 所以耶稣呢就好似用洗礼来是做这个献庆典礼高立的礼。And so Jesus is being baptized as a form of dedication and receiving the anointing of God.
咁呢个系好紧要嘅。耶稣洗礼咧，亦都表示一个佢将来要点样死嘅。
And also, when Jesus was baptized, it's showing how he was going to die. 因为我哋受洗嘅时候咧，我哋话系象征我哋旧生命系死亡落到。落到坟墓，跟住水里边系象征呢个坟墓。我哋入到水里边，系我哋系向自己旧生命死。我哋从水上嚟嘅时候咧，就表示我哋同主一齐复活。You know, and as we get baptized, it shows that we're dying to our flesh, to our old life. The water is a grave. We're put into the grave. We died. We're buried. And then when we come out of the water, we're resurrected anew with Christ.所以耶稣呢就是这样的象征，他 是将来要死，为我们在十字架死埋葬，跟着从死里复活。 And so with Jesus the same is it's going to show that he came to die on the cross, to be buried in the ground, and that he will rise again.
所以耶稣受洗是应该的，我们人受洗都是应该。
And Jesus was baptized and it's the right thing to do, and we all should be baptized.因为耶稣是没犯罪，他是受洗，我们有罪更加要受洗。 And Jesus had no sin and he was baptized. Those of us who have sin, we should be baptized.
所以耶稣受洗的时候，你看到这里在第十节和十一节有三件很特别的事发生。我在第一堂里面就问一下有哪三样东西不知道你找不找到。
And here, if you look in verse 10 and 11, you see that there are three special things happened when Jesus was baptized. And see if you can find them in your Bible.
因为呢，一般人受洗就是水上来就湿晒身啦，冇乜特别。但耶稣受洗呢，就有三样嘢发生，是独一无二。有冇人找到啦？第一件事是天开了。不是天开那么简单，是天裂开了。
The first thing in verse 10 is that the sky was ripped open. The sky is cracked open.
那请问有没有人见到天裂开的？
Have you ever seen the sky open up?
我不知道天裂开的时候后面是什么来的。
If the sky opens up, what's behind the sky?
我想到好像卡通片，有时卡通片呢即可以有个天裂开，跟住有个不知乜嘢走出来的。
It's like in a cartoon, you know, the sky opens up and then, you know, some cartoon character comes sticking his head out through there.
好像神呢就是天裂开，神就打入人间。
It's like, you know, God's ripping open the sky and he's coming in. God is entering into manhood.
个天裂开嘅，我唔知道当时嘅人睇到呢件事会有咩感受。
And those that are standing around and they see the sky open up, what are they thinking?
但系神打入去人间 ，It's God coming to be with us， 系一个好重要嘅表示。
It's a very important
thing that is happening here. The sky tore open, split open. God breaking into human experience to deliver his people.
是神打入去人的当中去拯救世人。 那有些人呢，就觉得神远远在天，不理我，不关心我。
You know, so many people think that God's so far removed from me. He's up in the sky somewhere. He doesn't care about me.
但你要告诉我们，神是关心你。
But here we see that God is concerned about you.
他愿意将个天裂开，就表示他要想同你有关系。
And he's willing to break into man's existence and say, I want to have a relationship with you.
天裂开了。
神表示他要打入人的历史里面。 And as he broke into man's existence by tearing open the sky, he's coming in to say, I want to fellowship with you.
昨晚我们在国内的小组的时候都是分享神想跟我们建立关系。
And last night in our fellowship in China, we were sharing that God wants to have a relationship with us.
神是很主动愿意跟我们建立关系。
And God is purposely initiating that he wants to have a relationship with you.
神是邀请我们跟他建立友谊。
And God is inviting us to join into a relationship with him.
所以这里神就说他打开这个天的打入人生。其实神都愿意打入你的心里面。你可不可以将你的心打开，神是欢迎你进来。
You know, God wants to come into your heart. He wants to break into your life. And all you have to do is say, Lord, come in. I'm willing that you be with me.
神是愿意打入我们的人生当中。
And God's willing to be with us, break into our life.
第二件事呢,都有人看到呢,圣灵与鸽子。
And some people saw the second thing, that the Holy Spirit came like a dove.
这个都很重要的。圣灵呢,就是来到耶稣的身上,好像个鸽子,仿佛鸽子。
And the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove.
这个不是鸽子的。可能人看到好像一只白鸽,但是是圣灵降临在他身上。
And it wasn't a dove, but it was the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus.
这个就是一个很重要的一个意思。
And this is a very important thing that happened.
因为耶稣是神人耶稣,
because Jesus is a God-man Jesus.
他是100%人,也是100%神。
He's 100% man and 100% God.
当耶稣30年在地上呢, 他生活得好像你我一样,但是他没有犯罪。
And in the first 30 years of Jesus' life, he lived like you and I, only he never committed sin.
他是一个人。 他会肚饿,他会疲劳,他要睡觉。
And he was a man like you and I. He would be tired, he would be hungry, and he would have to go to sleep.
他批树仔的戒,那个肉都会痛,要乱针。
And if he was peeling potatoes and he cut his finger, he would also have to get stitches.
但是他没试过, huh?
But it never happened to him.
但是, 他30年好像一个人。我们看到耶稣在生活的时候呢，当圣灵降临在他身上之后，他开始侍奉。
And after Jesus had the Holy Spirit descend on him and he started ministering,
我们在圣经里面看到很多时候呢，人家睡觉，耶稣在祷告。人家未起身，耶稣一早起身祷告。
And we see that when everyone else has gone to sleep, Jesus would be there praying at night. And in the morning, when everyone up, before everyone else got up, Jesus would be awake and he'd be praying.
耶稣需要呢,就经常是亲近神,被圣灵充满他。
And Jesus would always constantly be in communication with God and being filled with the Spirit.
圣经告诉我们,耶稣所做的神迹呢,是圣灵充满他,令到他可以做。
And the Bible says that as Jesus committed, did the miracles. It was the Holy Spirit through him that worked the miracles.
所以耶稣需要圣灵充满他, 你我都需要圣灵充满。
And as Jesus needed the Holy Spirit in his life, you and I need the Holy Spirit in our life.
So 聖靈降臨在他身上, 是代表聖靈充滿他, 他的侍奉開始那一刻,
and as the Holy Spirit filled him, it's showing that he's being anointed, and it's the beginning of his ministry.
第三件事发生, 十一節,又有聲音從天上來說,你是我的愛子,我喜悅你.
And the third thing that happened in verse 11, this sound from heaven, this is my beloved son. You are my beloved son.
我不知道當時的人聽到這個聲音又有什麼想. 當時沒有喇叭,我們現在有喇叭。 當時沒有收音機,
you know, back then there were no amplifiers, no speakers, and radios and TV.
他沒有這些器材,即是不會忽然間說有個聲音說人家播什麼音樂.
And when you hear a sound like that, you're not going to go around saying, who's playing music over there?
他聽到聲音的會聽到他知道是真的有人說的.
And when they heard the voice, they knew that somebody was speaking the voice.
在天上有聲音, 這是我的愛子.
And out of heaven comes this voice, this is my beloved, you are my beloved son.
哇,每個人都在這裡,
我想每個人都很驚訝, I think everyone was amazed.
因為有這個聲音出來, 是我的愛子,
as they hear the voice,
神很好的, 神想我們清楚知道, 哪個是愛子,
you know, God is so amazing. He wants us to know without a doubt what is the right road to go. Who is his son?
人家在人生上说,哪一个宗教是对的,哪一条路是对的,我不知道的,但神清楚告诉我们知.
So many people are searching and they say, which way is the right way? I can't find the right way. But God tells us what is the right way.
神在天上有說,你是我的愛子,我喜悅你.
As God broke out of heaven and he told us, you are my beloved son.
是不會懷疑的,當時的人一聽到他知道,哇,他是我.
And there's no doubt as they hear what is being spoken from heaven, they say, you are the beloved son.
他一聽到他知道什麼意思叫愛子,神的愛子有多少個?
How many sons does God have?
神只有一個神,兒子.
所以他一聽到你是我的愛子,他很清楚,這個是神所派來,所等候,所仰望那位尼賽亞. And so as they hear the voice, they know that this is the one they've been waiting for. This is the Messiah, the promised one, the anointed one. This is he.
当时的人清不清楚,约翰非常清楚.
And whether the other people were clear or not, John the Baptist was very clear. He knew, he heard, he understood.
弟兄姊妹,你今天会不会听到明白了解神派耶稣基督做你的爱,你的救主,拯救你。他打入到人间,
就告诉我们,他的爱子来拯救我们。 And do you understand this morning that God has sent his son? He broke out of heaven to send us his beloved son.
我们可以很清楚。我觉得很奇妙,这个我们见到三位一体的真实。
And here we see the Trinity.
有耶稣受洗, 有圣灵降临在他身上, 有父神说,这个是我的爱子。
As we see Jesus being baptized, the Holy Spirit descending on him, and God the Father in heaven saying, you are my beloved son.
这个是基督教所相信,圣经所讲到三一真神,在耶稣的受洗全部出现。
And here we see that the faith of the Christian church, that we believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're all present in the baptism of Jesus. 耶稣是神，圣灵是神，父神更加是神。Jesus is God, the Holy Spirit is God, and the Father is also God.
那洗礼没有改变耶稣的本身是怎样，但洗礼是高抹他，同埋圣灵充满他。
You know, the baptism didn't change Jesus into something different. He was already God. But the baptism anointed him, and the Holy Spirit filled him. And then he started the ministry that he came to do.
在奇妙呢，十二节说，耶稣受洗之后，就圣灵吹，把耶稣吹到旷野里受试探。
But the amazing thing is that in verse 12, it says that after Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit, in Chinese it says, pushed him into the desert. Yeah. He's led into the desert by the Holy Spirit.
他入去旷野呢，就去受试探啊。
And he was led into the desert to be tempted.
你们喜不喜欢受试探啊？
Do you like to be tempted?
可以说试探啊，被诱惑啊，受引诱啊。
You know, in Chinese there are three different words for tempted, but they all mean in English tempted. some are to be tempted for evil, to be deceived or tricked into evil, but it's still temptation.
圣灵不是引到他受试探那么简单，是把耶稣吹到，即是非去不可。
And it's that the Holy Spirit took him into the wilderness to be tempted. He had to be tempted.
那这个很奇妙，这个是真神，耶稣基督来到人间，一开始他侍奉就要去受试探。
Now this is so amazing. This is the Holy God who's come down to earth. After his baptism, beginning his ministry, the first thing is he goes to get tempted.
神好奇妙，耶稣去受试探，就同你我好紧要有关系。
And you know, Jesus being tempted has a big relationship with you and me.
马可呢就冇记载耶稣受咩试探。
Mark doesn't tell us of the temptations that Jesus received.
他是很简单说去受试探，但是他告诉我们是谁来试探他。
But Mark told us who it is that tempted Jesus.
你见不见到是谁来试探耶稣？啊？撒旦。讲到清清楚楚，撒旦。
It says Satan tempted him.
撒旦是谁啊？
And who is Satan?
圣经告诉我们，撒旦就是当时神创造的其中一位天使长。
And the Bible tells us that Satan is one of the archangels that God created.
是撒旦是很骄傲的 反对神，跟着起革命的，拿了三分一的天使跟他一起反对神。
And it's Satan who, because of pride in his heart, he rebelled against God and he took one third of the angels with him.
所以撒旦不是一般的魔鬼，撒旦是魔鬼的首领。
And so Satan is not just a normal devil, he is the head of the devils.
耶稣去受试探是受最高超的试探者的试探。
And Jesus, when he was tempted by the pro, the leader of the tempters.
哇，可能我们受试探是一些魔鬼仔来引诱你的。可能你觉得，魔鬼仔引诱耶稣，湿湿碎，耶稣肯定胜过他。
You know, maybe when we're tempted, it's just a little demon that, you know, comes and bothers you. And you might think, oh, you know, if Jesus was tempted by just a little demon, he's God, so he can overcome that.
所以神呢，就要撒旦本身来试探耶稣。因为要耶稣胜过撒旦，就证明，如果耶稣可以胜过撒旦首领，他咩都可以胜过。
And so Jesus went into the desert and he was tempted by the king of the devils, the prince of the devils, Satan himself. And if Jesus can overcome Satan himself, he can overcome any temptation.
你同不同意啊？同意。 所以撒旦试探耶稣，引诱耶稣，但是耶稣呢是得胜，没有因为这试探就犯罪。
And as Satan came and tempted Jesus, Jesus was victorious. He never gave in and he never sinned.
我感谢主呢，马可福音没有告诉我们撒旦怎样试探耶稣，因为我们不会觉得啊是那一两三样东西。
Because I think it's great that Mark never tells us what Jesus was tempted with. Because then we're not going to think, oh, it's just one or two things.
我觉得那四十天里面呢，撒旦呢用好多东西来引诱耶稣。
I think that in those 40 days that Satan used a lot of different things to tempt Jesus.
可能其他福音书呢就提出那三样，即是我们知道那三样东西，但是我相信不止那三样。
And in other Gospels, it tells us three things that Satan tempted Jesus with. But I think he was tempted with more than that.
点解呢一点好紧要喎？
Why is this important?
因为呢，魔鬼用好多唔同嘅方法试探你。圣经话呢，你所经历嘅试探，耶稣都经历过。
You know, Satan will use so many different ways to tempt you, but you know what the Bible says?That in everything that you are tempted in, Jesus was also tempted.
耶稣也经历过你所经历的试探。
Jesus experienced all the things that you experienced and are tempted by.
有一个分别，我们受试探，我们会软弱跌低，耶稣不会。
But there is a difference. When we are tempted, we will fall into sin. But Jesus didn't fall into sin.
耶稣没有犯过罪。Jesus never sinned. 耶稣受试探，我们有福哦，因为耶稣受试探。
You know, we are blessed because Jesus was tempted.
昨晚在我们小组里面，有一位讲见证给我听。
And last night, somebody in our group gave a testimony.
因为他说呢，见到魔鬼。And...
They said that they saw Satan, or maybe they just saw a ghost.
阿求叔早排训练佢话，被鬼扎或者受呢啲嘢咧，就奉耶稣嘅名赶你走。
And Robert taught her a while back that if she gets anything with demons, you know, just say in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you.
所以前日咧，佢见到鬼行过嚟，佢话我唔系瞓觉，系真系见到佢行过嚟，啊。我不想吓亲你，但系真系见到。
And she said, "I don't want to scare you all, but you know, I really did see this ghost coming walking right towards me."
跟住啊，阿求叔教我咧，奉耶稣嘅名，我赶走你。奉耶稣嘅名赶走你。佢话跟住佢走咗咯。
And she said, "Robert taught me, you know, to say in the name of Jesus, be gone. In the name of Jesus, get away." And she said, "I did that, and then he left."
佢好兴奋喎，啊！神听我祷告，我奉耶稣的名赶走你。咁啊，大家去学呢一招。你见到一啲你唔中意嘅嘢，见到一啲魔鬼恐吓你啊，被鬼扎啊等等，奉耶稣的名赶走你。
And you can do the same. Whenever something comes and you feel that it's Satan or something coming around you, you see it, you hear it, it doesn't matter. You say, "In the name of Jesus, get out of here."
不过我建议，如果你咁样做，你先要信耶稣啊。
But I suggest that before you do that, you believe in Jesus first.
如果你唔信耶稣，可能个鬼同你讲话，耶稣我识，不过你系边个？
If you don't believe in Jesus, maybe the demon will come to you and say, "I know who Jesus is, but who are you?"
但如果你信耶稣，耶稣系同你一齐，你话耶稣赶走你，咁啊耶稣真系赶走佢。
But if you have Jesus in your heart and you say, "In the name of Jesus, be gone," then Jesus will get rid of that guy.
感谢主，耶稣克服魔鬼。直到而家都系胜过魔鬼。
You know, Jesus overcame Satan, and he's still overcoming Satan.
感谢主。耶稣站立得稳，你同埋我都可以站立得稳。
You know, Jesus stood firm in his temptation, and you and I can stand firm.
大家唔好捞乱啊，唔好搞错咧。受试探不是犯罪。
Don't be confused. Being tempted does not mean that you commit sin.
我都会受试探。
I am always tempted.
我都不想告訴你我受什麼試探嚇你以後不回教會
And I don't even want to tell you what I'm tempted with. I tell you, you'll probably never come back again.
受試探和犯罪是兩件事
Being tempted and committing sin are two different things. 犯罪就是當我們受試探我們軟弱我們去做受試探叫我們做那件事 But sin comes when we are tempted and we give in to the temptation and we go and do what we are tempted to do.
耶稣受试探但他没有屈服他没有做受试探的事
But Jesus was tempted, he never gave in, he never did what he was tempted to do.
反而他站立得稳,你都可以站立得稳
But he stood firm and you can stand firm too.
跟我一起看 希伯来书第四章14-15节
Look with me in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 and 15.
希伯来书第四章14-15节
Hebrews chapter 4, 14 and 15.
希伯来书这样说,我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司, 就是神的儿子, 便当持定所承认的道, 因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤, 我们的软弱, 他也曾凡事受过试探, 与我们一样, 只是他没有犯罪,
耶稣是我们的大祭司, 他与我们一样受过那么多的试探, 但是他没有犯过罪 Jesus is our high priest and he was tempted with everything that we were tempted with but he never gave in
你看跟着那一节 所以我们去坦然无惧 去到神施恩宝座 得到随时的帮助
And in the next verse it says so we can go boldly into the throne of grace anytime and receive help in our time of need
感謝主耶穌 我們在耶穌裡面 能夠在神的幫助裡面 得到 是我們軟弱的時候得到神的幫助
Praise God that we can receive help in our time of need
耶穌明白他經歷過
Jesus understands He experienced it
有些人說我聽 牧師你不明白 我受了試探 我沒有辦法克服他
Some people come to me and say, Pastor, you don't understand, you know, I'm tempted. And, you know, you just don't understand what it's like to be tempted.
或者我不明白你的试探,但耶稣明白吗?
Maybe I don't understand what you're tempted with, but does Jesus understand?
他明白,他经历过。 其实我们喜欢被藉口自己的,以为是只有我一个受这个试探。
You know, we like to make excuses and say, hey, I'm the only one that's got this problem.
耶稣说,他都经历过,他克服,他克服,他可以帮助你克服。
And Jesus experienced it, he overcame it, and he can help you to overcome.
跟我一起看哥林多前书第十章,12节和13节。
And look in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 and 13.
哥林多前書10章12-13節
1 Corinthians chapter 10, 12 and 13
所以自己以為站立得穩的必須謹慎免得跌倒你們所遇見的試探無非是人所能受的神是信實的 必不叫你们受试探,过于所能受的,在受试探的时候,总要给你们开一条出路,叫你们能忍受得住。这个经文很宝贵,你要写下它,默下它,背熟它。
This is a wonderful verse, you need to underline it, you need to memorize it, you need to write it on your on the back of your hand or on the back of your neighbor's head. I don't care.
这个经文会帮助你。
This verse will help you. 你以为你刚强小心，你都会有软弱。You think you're strong, be careful, you will fall. 我都会 ，even I will.
但系我哋所遇见嘅试探系人人都受嘅。
But all the temptations that you face are the same temptations that everybody else faces.
你唔系特别，你嘅处境唔系特殊嘅。You're not that special. Your environment's not that different. 你受嗰啲嘅困难、嗰啲引诱、嗰啲嘅试探，其他人一样受到。
And those temptations, that environment, and all that stuff that you're facing, others are in the same situation.
其他人可以面对，你都可以面对。
Others can overcome it, you can overcome it. Others can handle it, you can handle it.
神是很好的，他说这些是人都会面对的。
And God says it so wonderfully that this is what people can face.
但是神是信实。
God is faithful.
你睇到个应许，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
And the promise is that you will never face a temptation that is greater than your strength. Everything that you face, you have the ability to overcome.
即是话神唔会容许你面对任何一个嘅超过你嘅能力嘅试探。
That means that God is not going to allow you to be tempted with something that is too much for you to handle.
所以弟兄姊妹，你今日觉得世界灭亡啊，你觉得样都唔掂啊，样都系崩溃嘅，神话你受得起。
And so maybe you think today is the end of the world, you know, everything's collapsing in on top of you and that it's going haywire. God said you can handle it.
如果系发生喺你身上，神话你有能力可以承受得起。
And if you're experiencing that trouble today, God said He's going to give you the strength to handle it.
因为能使到你能够面对到是耶稣。
And the one that makes you able to face the difficulty is Jesus.
耶稣受过试探，他明白他来到你身边，使到你能够站立得稳。
Because Jesus faced the same temptation, He comes alongside and He gives you the strength that you can stand firm.
还有呢、这个经文好宝贵。当你受试探的时候，神给你一条出路。
And when you are tempted, Jesus is going to give you a way of escape.
神一定开一条出路。
God will always open a door that you can get out.
我哋唔需要有任何藉口话，诶、哎，我唔得啊，我冇选择啊，我唔犯罪唔掂啊，你唔明白我啊。
And you can never make the excuse that, oh, you don't understand. You know, I have to sin. You know, in my situation, there's no other choice.
你有选择
，You have a choice.
你有出路
，You have a way of escape.
你有耶稣喺你身边帮你。
And you have Jesus next to you helping you.
只要一样嘢，受试探嘅时候，同耶稣讲：神啊，我软弱，你帮我。
All you need to do is in temptations is admit to Jesus, call out to Jesus and say, I am weak, Lord, come and help me.
你肯靠神，神一定俾你条出路。
As you are willing to call out to God, He will give you a way of escape.
这个宝贵，写低佢，背熟佢，用佢。
Write it down, memorize it, and use it. This is precious promise in Jesus Christ.
人人都要受试探，我哋全道人都时时受试探。
Everybody is tempted, and even us pastors were tempted.
通常咧，传道人受咩试探多
？And usually, what are pastors tempted with the most?
通常有三样嘢，可能你都有份。
Usually, there's three things, and maybe you're tempted by the same things.
通常咧，钱 ，money， 女色，
women。Sex,
骄傲
pride.
呢三个试探咧就杀兽。
These are three killers.
大家可能话：，嘿，牧师，我见到佢犯嗰啲罪咧，我唔会受嗰啲嘢嘅，我唔会被佢影响嘅。
Maybe sometimes you come and you say, hey, pastor, you know, I'm not going to be tempted by that. That has no influence on me.
我不会饮酒的。我受不到受酒引诱不到我。
I won't drink alcohol. Alcohol won't tempt me.
是啊，可能酒不会引诱你，但是第二样东西引诱你嘛。
Maybe alcohol won't tempt you, but something else will.
啊，牧师，你不明白啊，我不会赌钱啊。我见到人家赌钱，我全家人都赌，我不赌。
You say, pastor, I won't gamble. My whole family gambles. That doesn't tempt me. I have no desire to gamble.
或者是的，但是第二样东西会引诱你嘛。Maybe you won't gamble, but something else is going to tempt you. 魔鬼很叻啊，佢知道我哋系受咩影响嘅。
And Satan is so clever. He knows what you will be tempted by.
所以你唔好见到别人嘅犯罪，跟住啊，我叻啊，我唔会受嗰样。你小心，有一样嘢你会受嘅。
So don't look at other people and think yourself so great because you say, I won't be tempted by that. I can guarantee you you'll be tempted by something else.
同埋可能你说、啊、我不会受那些引诱，你已经是犯了罪，你知不知道？
And when you say, I won't be tempted by that, you're already committing sin. Do you know what it is?
知不知道犯了什么罪？蛤？骄傲。
Yeah, pride.
骄傲自大已经是一个罪了。
And pride is already a great sin.
所以你以为刚强小心你都会软弱。
So when you think that you're strong, be careful. You also fall into sin.
为什么神要我们受试探呢？
Why does God allow us to be tempted?
试探对我们有帮助其实。
You know, temptation helps us grow.
试探呢就可以建立我们的信心。
Temptation can build our faith.
因为当我们是软弱，我们依靠神的时候，我们可以更加刚强起来。
Because when we are tempted and we start trusting in God, we can become stronger.
好像一个的乐器呢，如果没人弹过乐器呢，它会慢慢生锈，又会走音哦。你要弹它才会好听的。
It's like an instrument, you know, if you don't play it, you just let it sit in a box, you know, after a while it's going to get rusty and out of tune. You know, you have to play it to make it stay in tune and to be nice.
我们受试探呢，帮我们刚强起来，信靠神。
And temptation helps us to be strong and to trust in God.
试探都会帮助我们呢，在里面，即是我们里面的潜能的恩典出来。
And temptation helps bring out our latent qualities, our good qualities.
因为在你里面有很多的优点，可能神呢就要试炼你啊，被你经历过一些的难处呢，跟住你那些好处的优点会出来的。
You know, sometimes God has to let you go through some difficult times, some troubling times, some temptations to bring out the good parts in you that you haven't seen before.
所以昨天上到第六呢，坐巴士有一个大招牌是讲到dirt 肉。
And yesterday on the bus going in China, there's a big billboard talking about cutting the jade.
你知道那个成语肉不 dirt 不成器，是不是这样啊？
You know, if you don't cut the jade, it won't become a precious precious jewelry? A jewel? Yeah, precious jewel.
神是 dirt 我们 dirt dirt dirt我们就成器啊。
And temptation is, in trials are God's way of cutting us, that we become a jewel.
所以试探对我们有帮助。还有呢，试探呢，令到我们警醒。
You know, temptation causes us to be watchful.
因为如果你没试探呢，你可能会懒惰，妥协啊，算啊，没所谓。试探令到你警醒。
And you know, if we don't get tempted, you know, maybe you get lazy and careless. But temptation causes you to be watchful.
重要呢，试探呢，
就你胜过试探咧，你可以帮到别人。And then as you overcome temptation, you know you can be a help to others.
最帮到人喺试探嘅里边系已经克服过试探嘅人，系咪？
And those who are the best help to others who are in temptation are those who have overcome the similar temptation.
如果我系有挣扎喺网上睇咸湿嘢，我克服过，我可能系知道点样帮助喺网上睇咸湿片嘅。
And if I have been delivered from watching pornography on the internet, maybe it's easier for me to help somebody who's in the same difficulty.
如果我曾经系病态赌徒，我克服过，我可以帮其他过来人去克服。
And if I was a compulsive gambler who's overcome my habit, I can know how to help others who have the same habit.
系咪？神系俾我哋经历到一啲嘅嘢，克服我哋可以帮其他有需要嘅人。
And God allows us to experience some things that we can overcome it, so that we can help others.
嗱，我唔係叫你啊受試探佢去犯罪，跟住學下點樣去幫其他人，唔好搞錯。
I'm not telling you to go and be tempted and given the sin so you can overcome the sin so you can help others. No, don't do that.
如果你受過試探，你唔犯罪，你克服過試探，你冇犯罪，你更加可以幫到人。
And if you've been tempted and you haven't fallen into sin, then you can even help others even greater because you know how to overcome it.
係咪？
最后，耶稣出来传福音。And the last thing we want to look at is Jesus went out. Jesus went out preaching the gospel.
耶稣出来传福音。这个在14节和15节。
And here in verse 14 and 15,
好简短的我们讲到耶稣出来传福音。
约翰下监以后，耶稣来加利利宣传神的福音，说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。Jesus went out preaching the gospel.
你睇下佢去边度传福音
？And look, where did he go to preach the gospel?
佢去加利利传福音。
And Jesus was preaching in Galilee.
Now, Galilee, 如果你認識當時的環境是什麼地方
and if you know what the topographical area of Israel at the time,
Galilee 是一個貧窮的地方。
Galilee was a poor place.
Galilee 是平民百姓的地方。
Galilee was where the common people lived.
Galilee 就是一班漁夫居住的。
And then Galilee is where all these fishermen lived.
Galilee 呢就沒什麼即系著名嘅或者出色嘅政府家政治家大学教授等等，冇嗰啲嘅出色嘅人物。
And in Galilee, you wouldn't find all these great, you know, statesmen and educators. You wouldn't find all these rich people and political leaders.
一般人嚟要拯救世界。可能先去嗰啲嘅大學教授嗰啲嘅課室裏邊，可能去到嘅首都揾啲政府官。
And maybe most people when they want to come and save the world, they will first go to the political leaders. They go to the capital, go to the education departments.
耶穌去咩人傳福音？去加利利平民百姓。
And where did Jesus go? He went to Galilee, to the common people.
耶稣去揾嗰啲嘅贫穷人
，Jesus went to find the poor people。
耶稣去揾嗰啲普通人
，Jesus went to find the common people。
请问我哋当中，你当自己普通人举手
？And if you think that you're just a common normal person today, raise your hand。
哦，有啲人唔举手，即系你唔系普通人啊。
Some people aren't raising your hands. You don't think of yourself as a normal person.
咁你唔举手系咪因为你即系比较高等啲，定系比普通嘅低啲嘅
？And those that didn't raise your hand, do you think that you're better than the common person or lower than the common person?
唔好讲，唔好答啊！我话耶稣系嚟揾你嘅
，Jesus came for you.
耶稣是想寻找普通人有需要的人。
Jesus came to seek out the normal people who have need.
你知道加利利普通人貧窮家係好多有需要嘅人喺當中。
You know, in Galilee, where there's nothing but normal, common people, poor people, they have need.
耶稣去到有需要的人的地方去帮到有需要的人。
And Jesus went to where there is need to help them out of their need.
跟我看路加福音第四章16至20节。
Look with me in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 16 to verse 21. 四章16至21节。
路加福音4章16至21。Luke
chapter 4, verse 16 to 21.
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照常平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他打开了，找到一处写着说，
主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受欺罪的得自由，报告神悦纳人的恩年。于是把书卷起来，交还执事，就坐下。 会堂里的人都定睛看他，耶稣对他们说：今天这经应验在你们耳中了。耶稣来是做什么工作？
And what did Jesus come to do?
他来要报福音给贫穷的人， preach to the poor. 他来要释放被掳的， set the captives free. 瞎眼的得看见， heal the blind that they might see.
耶稣来到普通人当中，要释放医治拯救。
And Jesus came to the common people to heal, deliver, and set free.
耶稣受过试探，克服试探，他来帮在试探里边的人。
And Jesus was tempted, he overcame temptation, and he went to help others who were tempted.
包括你和我。 And that includes you and me. 感谢耶稣，他爱我们，是愿意拯救我们。
And praise God that he loves us and he is willing to save us.
那耶稣说，天国近了，我们知道神的国近了，因为耶稣来拯救。
And you know, Jesus preached that heaven is at hand and we know that it is time because Jesus came to save us.
弟兄姊妹，今日咧睇到耶稣呢个工作嚟到世间，佢受洗、受试探，佢传呢个福音。
And we know that Jesus came, he was baptized, he was tempted, and he preached the gospel.
但系佢今日继续同我哋传福音。
But he continues to teach us today. 他今天来要拯救有需要的人， and he's continuing to come to save those who are in need.
他今天也要来到你的当中，在你的心里边帮助我们，因为他明白你的处境。
And he wants today to come to you, to your life, to your experience, because he understands. He knows what you're going through.
或者你说，牧师，我信主耶稣很久，但是我觉得
Maybe you say to me, Pastor, I've been a Christian for a while, but I think I'm missing something.
是啊，可能你是差一点。你要打开个心，每一日打开个心，耶稣，你明白我，你被高抹，是要拯救我，我请你帮我克服罪恶。
You need to open your heart and say to Jesus, honestly, Jesus, I know you understand me. You are tempted like me. I need you to come and help me overcome my temptation. You need to do that every day.
我们需要每一天靠耶稣的能力帮助我们。耶稣想每一天打开天，打入你的人生。
You know that every day God wants to break through the heavens into your life and be with you.
祂想每一天
帮助你面对你所面对的事。And he wants to give you strength to meet the challenges that you're facing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天要默饼纪念主。
This morning we're going to take communion to remember what Jesus did on the cross for us.
当我们默饼纪念主的时候，我们可以有个机会向神祷告。
And as we take the elements this morning, the bread and the cup, we can ask Jesus to come and help us.
祂克服罪恶，我明白了，开关灯的与你们没关系。我们可以靠耶稣来到我们当中，再一次给力量我们克服我们的罪恶。
And we can ask Jesus to come into our heart anew and to give us strength to overcome the temptations that we are facing.
我们可以靠耶稣呢，再一次建立我们，给我们站立得稳，去面对我们面对的试探。
And we can ask Jesus to give us strength that we may stand firm, that we can face the trials and the tribulations that we're going through.
我们可以再一次靠耶稣来释放我们，医治我们。
And we can ask Jesus anew to deliver us and to set us free.
我们请敬拜小组来，同我们再唱，跟着我们请。